This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Panamaxco. Active ingredients, paracetamol and codeine phosphate hemihydrate. This leaflet provides important information about using Panamaxco. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Panamaxco. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Panamaxco? Panamaxco contains the active ingredients paracetamol and codeine phosphate hemihydrate. Paracetamol and codeine work together to stop the pain messages from getting through to the brain. Your doctor may have prescribed this medicine for another use. Panamaxco is a type of analgesic, intended for short-term use to relieve moderate pain. What should I know before I use Panamaxco? Warnings. Do not use Panamaxco if you are allergic to paracetamol, or codeine phosphate hemihydrate, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have severe and/or acute respiratory diseases. You have acute breathing difficulties such as bronchitis, unstable asthma, emphysema, serious lung disease, respiratory depression, shallow breathing, or respiratory insufficiency, difficulty breathing. You have glucose 6-phosphatidylhydrogenase deficiency, an enzyme deficiency. You are an ultra-rapid metabolizer of CYP2D6. You have diarrhea caused by antibiotics or poisoning. You have chronic constipation. You have liver failure. Do not take codeine if you have a history of drug dependence, including alcohol dependence. Do not give Panamaxco to children under 12 years. Do not give Panamaxco to children aged between 12 to 18 years who have undergone tonsillectomy and/or adenoidectomy to treat sleep apnea. Do not take Panamaxco during the third trimester of pregnancy. Do not take codeine during labor, especially if the baby is premature. Do not take it if you're breastfeeding or planning to breastfeed. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date, EXP printed on the pack. If you take it after the expiry has passed, it may not work as well. Do not take this medicine if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. If it has expired or is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you have or have had any of the following medical conditions: difficulty breathing, wheezing, chronic cough, asthma, or other chronic breathing conditions. Compromised respiratory function due to emphysema, kyphoscoliosis, or obesity. Known analgesic intolerance. A history of drug dependence, including alcohol dependence. Pre-existing opioid dependence. Chronic alcohol use, including recent cessation of alcohol intake. Low glutathione reserves. Gilbert's syndrome. Recent surgery on the stomach, intestine, or urinary tract. Chronic constipation. Head injury or trauma. Prostate problems. Heart, liver, or kidney problems. Urinary, bowel, or gallbladder conditions. Addison's disease. Multiple sclerosis. Low blood pressure. Underactive thyroid. Convulsions, fits, or seizures. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you have allergies to aspirin, other NSAIDs, any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you plan to have surgery. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you take sedatives, medicines used to help you relax or sleep. If you are not sure whether you should start taking this medicine, talk to your doctor or pharmacist. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Do not take Panamaxco during the third trimester of pregnancy. Do not take codeine during labor, especially if the baby is premature. This medicine may produce withdrawal effects in the newborn baby. Do not take it if you're breastfeeding or planning to breastfeed. Panamaxco passes into breast milk and there is a possibility your baby may be affected. If you have not told your doctor or pharmacist about any of the above, tell them before start taking Panamaxco. Addiction. You can become addicted to Panamaxco, even if you take it exactly as prescribed. Panamax coke may become habit-forming, causing mental and physical dependence. If abused, it may become less able to reduce pain. Dependence. As with all other opioid-containing products, your body may become used to you taking Panamax coke. Taking it may result in physical dependence. Physical dependence means that you may experience withdrawal symptoms if you stop taking Panamax coke suddenly, so it is important to take it exactly as directed by your doctor. Tolerance. Tolerance to Panamax coke may develop, which means that the effect of the medicine may decrease. If this happens, more may be needed to maintain the same effect. Withdrawal. Continue taking your medicine for as long as your doctor tells you. If you stop having this medicine suddenly, your pain may worsen, and you may experience some or all of the following withdrawal symptoms: nervousness, restlessness, agitation, trouble sleeping, or anxiety, body aches, weakness, or stomach cramps, loss of appetite, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, increased heart rate, breathing rate, or pupil size, watery eyes, runny nose, chills, or yawning, increased sweating. Panamax coke given to the mother during labor can cause breathing problems and signs of withdrawal in the newborn. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and Panamax coke may interfere with each other. These include medicines used to help you relax, sleep, or relieve anxiety, such as barbiturates, sedatives, tranquilizers, hypnotics, gabapentinoids, cannabis and centrally active antiemetics, benzodiazepines, medicines used as sedatives, or to treat anxiety, medicines containing alcohol, ethanol, e.g. some cough syrups, antihistamines, medicines used to treat allergies, medicines which thin the blood, medicines to treat epilepsy, or fits, metoclopramide, or domperidone, medicines used to control nausea and vomiting, propanthiolene, a drug used to relieve stomach cramps, or spasms, medicines used to prevent travel sickness and to treat Parkinson's disease, medicines used to treat high blood pressure, medicines for diarrhea, such as kaolin, pectin, and loperamide, medicines used to treat depression, monoamine oxidase inhibitors, medicines used to treat depression, taken within the last 14 days, other opioid analgesics used to treat pain, quinidine, a medicine used to treat abnormal or irregular heartbeat, phenothiazines and antipsychotic agents, medicines used to treat mental disorders, chloramphenicol, an antibiotic used to treat ear and eye infections, flucloxacillin, zidovudine, or rifampicin, drugs used to treat infections, chelating resin, medicines used to treat alcohol and or opioid dependence, e.g. naltrexone, buprenorphine, or methadone, medicines used to control electrolytes levels in kidney disease. These medicines may be affected by Panamax coke, or may affect how well Panamax coke works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. If you have not told your doctor or pharmacist about any of these things, tell him or her before you take any Panamax coke. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Panamax coke. How do I use Panamax coke? How much to take? The label on your pack of Panamax coke will tell you how to take your medicine and how often. If you do not understand the instructions on the pack, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. The usual dose of Panamax coke is, adults, 1 to 2 tablets. This dosage may be repeated every 4 to 6 hours if necessary. You should not take more than 8 tablets in 24 hours. Do not take more than the recommended dose. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pain control if Panamax coke is not helping. If your body cannot metabolize codeine properly, you may be getting reduced benefit from the medicine. If you are over 65 years of age, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about how much to take. Elderly patients are more likely to have less effective kidney function due to age. This may increase the risk of side effects. How to take Panamax coke? Swallow tablets with a little water or other liquid. How long to take it? Adults. Only take Panamax coke for a few days at a time, unless your doctor tells you to take it longer. Children. Only give Panamax coke to children for up to 48 hours, unless a doctor has told you to give it longer. If you take too much Panamax coke, if you or someone else received too much, overdose, and experience one or more of the symptoms blow, immediately call 000000 for an ambulance. Keep the person awake by talking to them or gently shaking them every now and then. You should follow the above steps, even if someone other than you have accidentally used Panamax Co. that was prescribed for you. If someone takes an overdose, they may experience one or more of the following symptoms: slow, unusual, or difficult breathing, drowsiness, dizziness, or unconsciousness, slow or weak heartbeat, nausea or vomiting, convulsions or fits. If you think that you have taken too much Panamax Co., you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. If you take too many tablets, you may feel nauseous, experience stomach pain, sweating, anxiety, lightheaded, dizzy, or drowsy, for example. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. When seeking medical attention, take this leaflet and remaining medicine with you to show the doctor. Also, tell them about any other medicines or alcohol which have been taken. Depending on your body's individual ability to break down codeine, you may experience signs of overdose even when you take Panamax Co. as recommended by your doctor. If overdose symptoms occur, seek immediate medical advice. What should I know while using Panamax Co.? Things you should do: tell all the doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are treating you that you are taking Panamax Co. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist if your symptoms don't improve. Your pharmacist or doctor will assess your condition and decide if you should continue to take the medicine. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, tell your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking Panamax Co. If you plan to have surgery that needs a general anesthetic, tell your doctor or dentist that you are taking this medicine. Things you should not do: children, do not give Panamax Co. for more than 48 hours unless a doctor has told you to. Adults, do not take for more than a few days at a time unless your doctor tells you to. Do not take more than the recommended dose unless your doctor tells you to. Do not take Panamax Co. to treat any other complaints unless your doctor or pharmacist tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Things to be careful of: be careful if you are elderly, unwell, or taking other medicines. Some people may experience side effects such as drowsiness, confusion, dizziness, and unsteadiness, which may increase the risk of a fall. Driving or using machines: be careful driving or operating machinery until you know how this medicine affects you. This medicine may cause dizziness or lightheadedness in some people. Children should be supervised while bike riding or engaging in other potentially hazardous activities to avoid potential harm. Drinking alcohol: do not drink alcohol while taking Panamax Co. Drinking alcohol while taking paracetamol, which is contained in Panamax Co., may increase the risk of liver side effects. Looking after your medicine: store below 25 degrees Celsius. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine: if you no longer need to use this medicine or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects: less serious side effects, gastrointestinal related, nausea or vomiting, indigestion, constipation, stomach pain, head and neurology related, dizziness, drowsiness or sleepiness, headache, dry mouth, allergy related, skin rashes, sweating. What to do: speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects: serious side effects, allergy related, shallow breathing, shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin, flushing of the face, heart-related, fast heartbeat, skin-related, severe blisters and bleeding in the lips, eyes, mouth, nose and genitals, painful red areas with blisters, and peeling layers of skin, which may be accompanied by fever and/or chills. Hepatitis symptoms include loss of appetite, itching, yellowing of the skin and eyes, light-colored bowel motions, dark-colored urine, yellowing of the skin and eyes, head and neurology-related, dizziness, lightheadedness, unusual or extreme mood swings, confusion, eyes-related, blurred vision, metabolism-related, symptoms of rapid breathing, rapid heart rate and changes in consciousness caused by pyroglutamic acidosis, an accumulation of pyroglutamic acid due to low levels of the protein called glutathione. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Panamax Co. contains. Active ingredients. Main ingredient. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Paracetamol and codeine phosphate hemihydrate. Maize starch, povidone, potassium sorbate, microcrystalline cellulose, stearic acid, magnesium stearate, purified talc and pre-gelatinized maize starch. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Panamax Co. looks like. Panamax Co. is available as white tablets marked Panamax Co., Ostar 62661. Panamax Co. is available in packs of 10 or 40 tablets. Not all pack sizes may be marketed. Who distributes Panamax Co.? Sanofi Aventis Australia Pty Limited, 12-24 Aloe Vera Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 2113, Australia. Toll free number. Medical information. 1-800-818-806. Email medinfo.australia@sanofi.com. This leaflet was prepared in December 2021. Panamax Co. CCDSV 5 MIV 17-03-21.